Well, good morning, and welcome to another service here at Unity Center of Light. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. As always, we want to remind you that every Sunday at 10:30, we have a Zoom fellowship where you get a chance to see this message and meditation and interact with other Unity folks. So if you have never joined us in that Zoom Sunday fellowship at 10:30, please do join us, and you can find the link to that Zoom service in your e-newsletter or weekly update. If you do not receive an e-newsletter or weekly update, you can go to unitycenteroflight.org, where you can find the link. This is the first Sunday, so hopefully last Sunday you heard us saying that this Sunday we're actually having in-person service. So we are actually doing this service live in person. This is the recording you're seeing on YouTube, but you know, just remember, every first Sunday, if you want to join us in person, you can do that, and we would love to have you. And also, we give thanks for all the wonderful donations you've been sending to support Unity Center of Light. And if you're saying to yourself that you feel inspired and uplifted by the service, please just click on the Show More button below, and you can see all the ways that you can donate. And again, we thank you for your donations. Right now, we're going to get started with Pamela.
Thank you. Well, good morning, Unity family, and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop and fully express their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement together. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the Good, Omnipotent. Amen. Now we'll have the daily word reading for today, August the 6th. The key word is faith, and the affirmation is, no matter my need, I begin with faith. In the story of Unity, James Dillard Freeman tells a story from the Unity movement's early days. During a period of financial insufficiency, staff gathered together to pray. An associate said, "Let us pray that the money holds out." Co-founder Myrtle Fillmore countered, "Oh no, let us pray that our faith holds out." Today, I remember the importance of faith in all my endeavors. Like everyone, I will need all kinds of things during my lifetime. More money, more time, greater harmony, to name a few. Rather than pray for specific things or results, praying for the understanding and clarity to draw upon my faith is the best place to begin. I believe in the absolute goodness of God, and I believe in myself as a spiritual being endowed with the gift of faith to direct however I choose. And the scripture reading is taken from Mark 9:23, and it reads, "All things can be done for the one who believes." Amen. And now we will have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So here we are, folks, still striving to understand how to make the shift in consciousness that will make us aware of how truly divine we really are. Okay? And you know, as we go through these lessons, just keep in mind that I'm not giving absolute principles. Basically, what we're doing is we're looking at ideas, spiritual ideas found in scripture. We're going to do a lot of scripture interpretation today. And found in other great works to help us to get a better sense of, you know, who we truly are as divine spiritual beings. And again, this is not to say that we do not already know that we are divine, you know. It's just that a lot of work that we're doing, as we've been talking about, you know, kind of ends up a lot of times just in our intellect. But we want to get this information down into the depths of our soul, where we really know that we have a spiritual aspect to us that's just waiting for us to tap into it. It's sort of what Earth scientist Greg Braden explains as knowing our, you know, connection to the divine matrix, right? And he explains that the divine matrix is a container that holds the universe. It's a container that holds the universe. It is the bridge that connects all things. And this divine matrix is the mirror that shows us what we believe about ourselves and what we have created with our lives. Now, Greg Braden is a scientist, but let's look at what Jesus called the divine matrix. Jesus called the divine matrix the kingdom of heaven. And he said it is within us, and we are in the midst, it's in the midst of us, okay? So similar to the scientific explanation of Greg Braden, the kingdom of heaven is the container that holds the universe, the bridge that connects all things, and the mirror that shows us what we have created with our lives, okay? So the divine matrix is the scientific perspective of the kingdom of heaven. So this is another example of how science is supporting scripture, it's supporting these spiritual ideas. So the key for us is to elevate our consciousness to a level where we can begin to see through the veil that seems to prevent our intellect from seeing, experiencing, and truly living from our kingdom of heaven consciousness, our inner connection to the divine matrix. And, you know, we're not saying again that we're not working at this. We're not saying we're not working at this because all of us are working at it in our own way. It's probably more the case that we do not really understand how much work it takes to undo our old mind to make way for a new mind, a mind that is capable of seeing beyond how we are now and into a new way of being, a new self that's free of old leaven. And we'll talk about that, okay? So let's look at a scripture that speaks to this idea of how to release the old and prepare ourselves to be able to embrace the new. And this is from Luke 13:20. It says, to what shall I compare the kingdom of heaven? To what shall I compare the kingdom of heaven? The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened. Okay? And that's one of those Bible verses when you first hear it, it's kind of like, what? What does that mean? All right? But the dictionary explains that leaven is an expanding agent. It's another word for yeast that causes batter or dough to rise. It's an element, influence, or agent that works subtly to lighten, enliven, or modify the whole, okay? It's an ingredient that has a pervasive influence that modifies something and transforms it into something better, right? So simply, leaven is anything that when added to a larger body eventually permeates the whole of that body and thus modifies it in a significant way. Thus, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, okay, which is capable of changing and enlarging our whole mind, body, soul in a significant way. And from a spiritual perspective, this is what we're striving for, to be changed at the core of our being, okay? And it's interesting, we have had experiences in our lives, good experiences or not so good experiences, that have changed us to the core of our being. Actually, and you look back, you say, wow, I wish I never had gone through that. But sometimes we look at things and say, by going through this, it moved me out of where I was into a new space, a new consciousness. So let's look at this parable we just read to gain a greater understanding of the spiritual impact it can have on our lives. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal until it was all leavened. So looking at this parable, if we look at this parable piece by piece, you know, breaking it down, trying to understand it, the kingdom of heaven, as we know, is the realm of divine ideas. We've been hearing that for a long time. The kingdom of heaven is a realm of divine ideas. It's where we receive divine ideas that we will call intuition, or, you know, it just came to me out of the blue, right? It's that place within our consciousness that is ever ready to answer our prayers by providing intuition, inspiration, and guidance as well as directly affecting our body and mind to bring about healing through a greater understanding of the spiritual aspect of ourselves. So when we're looking for healing, we usually look to the outside. You know, what medicines can I take and so forth? And we do spend time in prayer. But this is also going to help us to understand how to tap into that healing dynamic within us, right? However, the divine ideas that emanate from our kingdom of heaven consciousness can only manifest in our lives in accordance with the nature of our consciousness. This is why we want to grasp a better understanding of how the spiritual impact of leaven can transform us to the next level of spiritual understanding. Okay? So as it explains in the Revealing Word, the Kingdom of Heaven consciousness produces perfect expressions and perfect harmony with our consciousness. So when you ask the universe, ask God for something, okay, it will produce it in perfect expression, but in perfect harmony with our consciousness, with something that we can understand, with something that we can move on, okay? Which means whatever you are constantly thinking about becomes the leaven that leavens or expands the whole of your being. Let me say that again. Whatever you are constantly thinking about becomes the leaven that leavens or expands the whole of your being. This is because your constant thoughts act as yeast that permeate all of your consciousness, making what you truly desire or what you truly fear become your reality. Why? Because what you dwell upon acts like leaven that affects the whole of your mind, body, soul. Okay. Now, this is how Paul explains it in Galatians 5:9. He says, do you not know, okay, that a little leaven leavens your whole being? Actually, if you read the scripture, he says the whole lump. I didn't want us thinking of ourselves as lumps. Okay. But he said, do you not know that a little leaven leavens your whole being? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new being, unleavened from fear, since you truly are unleavened at your core. So what this is saying that at our core, the things that we think about that act like yeast or leaven that causes us, let's say something fearful causes our whole being to be fearful, or vice versa. But he's saying that the truth of it is that at our core, at the spiritual essence of us, we are unleavened, just pure. There's nothing that has affected that. So he said, that's why he says, since you are truly unleavened, okay? He says, therefore, let us keep the yeast, the feast, not for old leaven. In other words, keep the feast, meaning don't keep living and doing your thing from the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice or wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, okay? Now, we're going to go through that, all right? So think of the work we do with prayer, meditation, affirmation. The purpose being to keep our mind focused on the truth that God is real and in charge of our life and affairs. And as we all know, if we are not doing this work to keep our minds, focused on the idea that God is real and in charge of our life and affairs, if we're not doing this, we will be leavened by others' thoughts that come out of our life experience. You get what I'm saying? So if we're not working on, say, leavening ourselves, that we're leavening ourselves, to growing ourselves in this idea that God is real and active in my life and affairs, then other things will come into our mind that will leaven or cause us to increase in that those thought processes. It seems like crisis and chaos are always at work in the world, which is why we always have to be about our Heavenly Father's business, holding ourselves to a truth that is greater than what life often challenges us with, okay? And as we read in Isaiah 26:3, around that same idea, it said, thou dost keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. That's what we're talking about, keeping our mind stayed on spiritual ideas. Because they trust in thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is your everlasting rock. Okay? And this is where faith, now listen to this, this is where faith, reinforced by life experiences of living with faith, okay? Now let me say it again. This is where faith, reinforced by life experiences of living with faith, comes into play. Because as it explained in James 2:26, that faith without works is dead, okay? So if we're not practice living by faith, we say, I have faith, but we're not really living by that faith. Faith without works is dead. So it can be very challenging to believe that God is our everlasting rock if we have not proven that to ourselves by taking the chance to live by faith, okay? To gain the feeling of what it's like to live by faith. So as Paul said, a little leaven leavens the whole lump, okay? And we come to know that is true from our life experiences with faith, because even a little thought of faith can eventually affect our whole thought process, okay? And just as we have come to know that a little bit of fear can affect our whole thought process, we're working on the opposite of that, okay? That a little bit of faith can affect our whole thought process. We are in charge of what thoughts get leavened within us, okay? As I think I said this once before, maybe in a Zoom discussion session, Samurai Warrior in a TV series called Picard, when anybody tried to challenge him, he would say to them, choose to live, right? In other words, you bring me this negative stuff, but he said, choose to live. So likewise, when life is challenging us, you know, we as prayer warriors, we choose to live by holding on to faith and God's glory in our lives, okay? And I know that, you know, some folks say they don't like that phrase, prayer warrior, but a quote from Stormy Martian. This is what she says. She says, as prayer warriors, we must remember that no matter how hopeless a situation may appear to us, God gives us power in prayer to do something about it. Okay. So remember, whether or not we're able to perceive that our prayers are answered depends on the state of our mind when divine ideas enter into it. Okay. And I know that all of us want to be able to remain positive all the time. Okay. We talk about that, you know, trying to be positive all the time by keeping affirmative prayers of faith in God's constant, you know, God's constantly flowing in our lives and our mind, okay? But invariably, life happens, and down the rabbit hole we go, right? We're like the father in the Bible story that begins at Mark 9:14. It's where Jesus comes upon a crowd who are in discussion with his disciples. So one of the people in the crowd explains that he brought his son to the disciples so that they could cast out an evil spirit that possessed him. But the disciples weren't unable to do this. I think we've talked about this once before. And he said, why did the disciples fail to cast out the evil spirit from the boy's body? It's because they were trying to do it by trying to use their intellectual mind to accomplish this instead of what was required was their spiritual mind. And this is what can happen to us in those challenging situations in our lives. You know, the father asked Jesus if he could cast out the evil spirit, to which Jesus responded, if you can believe that I can, all things are possible for the one who believes. So immediately the father in his desperation, you know, for his child, cries out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Okay. Now I'm going to use a slide to explain what this parable symbolizes, and I'm using a slide for those who want to go back to read some of these interpretations. So it says, the crowd in this story represents the many thoughts we have running rampant in our mind. Remember, there's a crowd there watching the disciples trying to do their thing. Okay. These are the many thoughts that run rampant in our mind. The disciples represent that aspect of our consciousness that is willing to receive divine instruction, but holds what it learns at the level of its intellect. So, you know, we're praying, God, please help me with this, even receiving divine intuition, but holding at the level of our intellect as opposed to letting it get into our spirit and move us in whatever direction we're being guided. It says the fact that the disciples were in discussion with the crowd means that even though an aspect of our mind is willing to receive divine instruction, which is what the disciples mean, we find ourselves in discussion with a crowd of thoughts that are pressing us to make their point heard. Okay? So think about it. You get some divine inspiration, you get ready to move forward on it, and the crowd of thoughts that are typically maybe in your mind are trying to tell you, no, don't follow that. Okay? And the key is, why do we debate with the crowd of thoughts in our head? Because we do it because without spiritual understanding, we're stuck at the level of intellectual debating instead of spiritual letting, meaning letting God be God in your life and affairs and in the situations in your life. Okay. So again, the Father in this story represents the aspect of our mind that recognizes that a divine idea, the Christ, has entered into the crowd of thoughts. In other words, so you know how we were sitting around, we're thinking about something, you know, we're trying to figure it out, we're debating with all these thoughts in our mind. But then this divine idea enters, okay, which in the story is represented by the Christ, has entered into the crowd of thoughts, and it asks for help, okay, for guidance, for inspiration. So this is where faith comes in. We have built up in ourselves an aspect of that crowd of thoughts. In that crowd of thoughts, we have all built up within ourselves something that recognizes that a divine idea has entered into that muck, that muck of thoughts is going on in our heads. And we recognize it, okay? So we ask it for help, for guidance, for inspiration, to which the divine idea responds with, I can only do for you what you're capable of believing I can do for you, okay? So the Father, knowing that he needs help, asks to be transformed from unbelief to belief so that the healing in his son can occur. Okay? So from the perspective of this lesson, the Father is asking to be unleavened from unbelief and leavened with belief. So he has to be unleavened, to remove from himself, he swelled up with unbelief. He said, please take this away from me so that I can be leavened or increased in belief. Right? So when Paul said in 1 Corinthians 5:6-8, therefore purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, okay, or a new being. Paul was referring to the yeast of fear, the thoughts of fear that have leavened our mind, causing us, you know, our whole being to become full of fear. So therefore, our work is to purge out the old leaven, okay, the old thinking process. The old, this is what always happens to me, or this is what always goes on. Why does it, you know, all the stuff we go through, that's the old leaven. The idea is, how do I get rid of the old leaven so we may be a new being in body, mind, and spirit that is free of the leaven of fear? And that's a really good example because, you know, when you, leaven being yeast, it causes something to expand. And when we have fear in us, it just expands through our whole being, okay? And when there's no fear, when there is no fear expanding within you, you are unleavened, okay? That's really the purpose of prayer, meditation, spiritual contemplation, just being still. In the stillness, you might be saying, well, geez, I got a whole lot going on in me that needs to be unleavened, all right? But you do that in bits and pieces, okay? In other words, each time you take time to be still, just to kind of let go of all of that, even though you may come back to it after that period of stillness, but you've given your chance to become unleavened. So think of prayer, meditation, spiritual contemplation, affirmation, times when you just go out. In the book I'm reading called Divine Intuition, she's talking about, you know, you can do a walking meditation. We've talked about this before, but she said you can do a walking meditation. You can do whatever it is for you. You're going down and sitting by the beach or whatever it is for you that just allows you to become unleavened, all right? Unleavened means to get rid of all that fear that's leavening you. I don't know if that's a word, okay? And when you are unleavened from the fear of the fear yeast, let's call it the fear yeast in your ego, you're ready to receive the leaven or spiritual yeast of God, okay? So that you, when you, we talked about be still for a long time, you know, be still and know that I'm God. But now we're adding something to it. That being still is allowing you to become unleavened from whatever is going on in your life that's might be causing you some, you know, some challenge. And whereas the fear yeast of the ego expands your unbelief, the spiritual yeast of God expands your belief. It's your faith in knowing that the Lord God is your everlasting rock. That is the purpose of practicing being unleavened, right, from whatever is going on in your life. So when the father in the story cried out to Jesus, help my unbelief, this symbolizes a cry from your soul to be unleavened. Okay, your soul is saying, I'm tired of whatever it is that I'm struggling with. I need to be unleavened. I would need to be unaffected by fear. So that, you know, so that you can be leavened, meaning inspired and lifted up by spirit. Right? So when the father sincerely cried out with all of his heart, mind, and soul to be relieved of the fear that's been expanding within him, the Christ was able to work through the father's belief and command, you deaf and dumb spirit, I command you to come out of him, talking about his son, and do not enter him anymore. Now, with that level of understanding of leaven, let's look again at the verse. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till it was all leaven. Now, the woman represents our feeling nature. And it's interesting to note that in the Jewish culture, it was the woman who was responsible for keeping a bit of leaven from a batch of dough to use in the next batch, okay? The woman was responsible for caring for the family by producing what was a staple in their diet, okay, bread. And so it's the same thing with each of us. It is the divine feminine within each one of us that is our loving, caring, compassionate nature. The revealing word says, the divine feminine is the mother phrase of our being. The divine feminine is the mother phrase of our being. So according to the parable, the mother phrase or divine feminine within each of us takes three measures of expanding divine ideas and hides them in three aspects of our being. Now, I believe those three places to be our mind, our body, our soul. So why are the three measures of divine ideas hidden? Well, if you have ever made bread, you know that you cover the bread, the dough, and you put it in a warm place to rise, like a gas oven with just the warmth of the pilot light, you know, that'll work. And you do not constantly keep opening the door and disturb the leavening process while it is doing what it needs to do. Likewise, when you sow seeds, you place them in the ground, and you're not supposed to keep digging them up to see what they're doing. Okay, the only thing you have to do is have faith that the yeast will do its work and expand the dough, and the seed will do its work and release the plant. Okay, and in addition, I believe that the divine feminine within us hides the expanding divine idea within us to keep them from being bombarded by questions from the crowd of thoughts always present in our mind. So the divine feminine hides it, okay? Hides it and knows that, you know, they need to be hidden until they have time to expand our mind, heal our body, and enlighten our soul sufficiently enough that the crowd of thoughts that are always present in our mind can no longer affect them. Then they can reveal. But this means on a latent or unconscious level. What that means on a latent or unconscious level is that all you have learned since you have been on your spiritual journey, whether or not you are aware of it, is affecting you in a very positive and spiritual way. The fact that it has entered your conscious mind and then slipped into your unconscious realm of mind means even though it is hidden, it is expanding inside of you. So just by constantly exposing yourself to the word of truth, the kingdom of heaven is expanding within you, even though you may not yet even be conscious or be able to perceive it. Okay? And that is the beauty of this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, forever expanding inside of you. just keep exposing yourself to the Word of God, and the divine feminine within you will keep hiding another measure of truth within you until the expansion of God within you becomes so great that it takes over all of your consciousness, bringing you to the same mind that was in Jesus Christ. So I think that's enough for one lesson. And I'm going to end with this. I'm going to end with this in this exercise, simple exercise for maintaining our faith through the situations in our lives. And this is what it is. It says, when things happen in your life, pray on it, pray over it, and then pray through it. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So, Unity Fam, today the meditation is a faith meditation. So, find that comfortable space and let's settle our minds and bodies and get comfortable right where we are. Place your feet to the earth, close your eyes if you wish, and relax. Know that this is your time in the quiet with Spirit. Take in a deep breath and release it. Faith. My faith assures me that every event in my life has meaning and brings gifts. Breathe deeply in, deeply and slowly. Now exhale gently, allowing your body to completely relax. Each breath becomes smooth and effortless as lingering thoughts drift away. Your mind is quiet and still. Peace enfolds your spirit, and these words that you take as your own fill your awareness. Gentle spirit, my faith assures me that every event in my life has meaning and brings gifts. Faith is the lens through which I view the world. I envision what is good and what is true. Even in dire circumstances, my insight and understanding grows. I overcome negative thoughts. I persevere with patience and hope. By faith, I speak, move, and act. Though the path may be unclear, with each step I become more certain. I discover in unexpected and surprising ways. My inner knowing grows stronger. I am steadfast, unmoved, and anchored by faith. I am confident that goodwill comes to pass. By faith, I trust and know that all is well. I acknowledge external conditions, but I am not bound by them. All that God is, I am. Whole, well, and complete, lacking nothing. Faith declares that it is so and moves me to act to make it so. By faith, I expect the best and receive nothing less. Every event in my life has meaning and brings gifts of peace, joy, beauty, harmony, and love. Please take these next few moments to come ye apart a while and be in communion with each other in the Spirit of God. We thank you, gracious Spirit, that you've heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them. And we now affirm with you that faith is your true nature, your spiritual power of perception, conviction, and expectancy. When you are ready, come back to your surroundings in gratitude for the power of the Holy Spirit in your life and in the nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is, and forever shall be. Amen.
That was wonderful. I was right in tune with the talk.
Yep.
So this is the time we express our gratitude to the universe for all of the abundance and wonderful blessings that have come into our lives. So just keeping in mind all the things you're grateful for in your life, let's say our prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you for all the blessings you provide for me and through me. Amen.
Amen.
And this next blessing is for all the donations that come into your spiritual family, your spiritual community, to support and help us to continue to do what we do to serve both you and our community. So holding your offering in your hand, in your mind, in your spirit, let's say our offering blessing together.
We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light.
Amen.
All right. And now you have light notes.
Okay. All right, light notes for today, Sunday, August the 6th. Well, as some of you might be aware, we have Unity Center of Light is involved in a backpack project for the local area schools. And we want to share with you that today is going to be the day that we will accept your supplies and your backpacks following the service. Now, if you are available after church today to sort supplies, we would really appreciate it. Please see Patty. And then Saturdays, August 5th, 12th, and 17th from 12 to 2 p.m. at the church office, you can bring your donations in with your backpacks and your school supplies. And if you don't know what to purchase, make a clearly marked donation before the 15th of August, and we'll do the shopping for you. So Saturday, August the 19th, we will be sorting new donations and determine what goes in the backpacks and start to fill them. And then from the 21st through the 24th, we'll be picking up and delivering backpacks by the 25th. Because, you know, as you, some of you might not know, but school starts on August the 28th. So email Patty if you have any questions, and also let her know if you would like to pack or deliver backpacks to area schools. And just to remind you, the backpacks for the high school and middle school students must be see-through. Okay, so next Sunday, August the 13th, our guest speaker will be Michelle Senegal with music from Robert Hitz. Her talk title is Prayer is Its Own Answer. Invite a friend to Zoom in with you. And our next Women of Unity get-together is Saturday, August the 26th at 2:30 p.m. We will meet at the church office in the Kenhill Center. And remember, this is an open group, so all women are invited. We hope you'll think about this and mark your calendar for that date. Now, this is a potluck lunch, so it would be great if you'd let me know what you'll be bringing. And our theme for that day is What is Mine to Do and Be? And our last announcement is about World Day of Prayer, September 13th through the 14th. This is a 24-hour prayer vigil, and everyone may participate from wherever they are for 1 hour. Please email Patty and let her know which hour you would like to participate in, and she will sign you up. Thanks so much for your participation. That concludes our light notes.
Okay, so
it's time to bless the path that we each will walk this week. We are going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto. Together.
I go forward in the Spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous. And I am grateful.
Right. Amen.
And now we can do our prayer for protection.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So it's been our pleasure to bring you this service today. We hope that you enjoyed it and were inspired by it. And we look forward to being with you again next Sunday. And just remember, the first Sunday of every month, I know it's a little late for this first Sunday, is
in-person service.
It's actually in-person and Zoom.
It's and Zoom, yeah.
Yeah, hybrid service. So please put that on your calendar. Join us in September. September is going to
be the second Sunday. Yeah.
Because the first Sunday is falling on Labor Day. Yeah. So we will look forward to seeing you then. Otherwise, have a wonderful week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.